Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito and we'll be in conversation with Aaron Bucciarelli-Tiger this evening. We'll be talking about Soundstir. Soundstir is a Cincinnati-based and venture-backed music technology startup founded by musicians. Soundstir's mission is to create transparency around real-world music usage. The technology builds a more sustainable music industry by putting more money into the pockets of songwriters and businesses alike. Founder Aaron Bucciarelli-Tiger previously served as a co-founder and drummer for the platinum-selling rock band Hawthorne Heights. Aaron, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you very much for having me, Ron.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So what is Soundstir?
We have a little device that connects to a business's sound system, and we utilize music recognition technology to identify the music that gets broadcast. You walk in a bar, you hear music. We're trying to identify what that music is. We provide transparency on that music use to the business owner so they can pay a license fee that's in accordance with their actual music usage. And then at the same time, we have the data on what music is actually being played so the songwriters can get compensated fairly by their performing rights organizations.
So bars have a license from, what, ASCAP, BMI? Why don't you tell us a little bit about the licensing that bars have to have, and we'll go from there.
It's not just bars. It's any business that plays music. They're legally required to obtain a license according to the copyright law from four different institutions in the U.S. called performing rights organizations.
Right.
Those are ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and GMR. And they each license different music. So the law says that if you play a song from one of these organizations, then you have to pay a license for that song. One of the problems is that these businesses don't know what rights organization each of these songs that they're playing is registered with. So they take a license from each of these organizations. The penalties for playing music without a license can be quite stiff, anywhere from $10,000 to $150,000 per song. So the business weighs those options and says, all right, well, I need to pay this license because it's far less than the penalty.
So the license is kind of like a blanket license, right?
Correct.
The club owner or promoter is not filling out a song list or any of that. So it's a blanket license. So if the club owner, promoter, concert hall manager is already paying a blanket fee for a license to these groups, where then does Soundstir come in?
What we're stating is that, yes, you should have a license to play any music. The blanket licenses that these performing rights organizations issue cover all of the music in a rights organization's repertoire, regardless
right.
of your usage.
Yes.
So 50% of the music you play may be registered with one rights organization, and only 5% may be registered with another. But your license fees are the same for each.
That's right.
And we're saying that's not necessarily fair.
Uh-huh.
So let's help you figure out what music is being used, and then use that to negotiate your licenses down to a prorated percentage of the market share in your establishment.
So now you're really getting the attention of a club owner or a concert venue promoter, because it's like, yeah, I don't need to be paying as much money to this group, but maybe pay a little more to this other group because more of their music is being used.
Correct.
Why don't you tell us how Soundstir then works in this regard?
Yeah, so we plug a little device into the business's sound system or the soundboard. Music goes into it. We send it off to our servers, and we identify that music using technology that you may have on your cell phone. And then we provide a report of what music is actually being performed or broadcast in that establishment. The venue uses that information to negotiate their license fees.
To the general listener, this may sound a little arcane.
Yeah.
But if you're actually a music establishment owner, bar owner, concert venue, promoter, and musician who is associated with BMI, ASCAP, or CSAC, or the Canadian outfit, and particularly playing original music, This is an important thing then.
Absolutely. The rights organizations, when they collect all this money from businesses, they assume the music played on the radio is the same as what gets played in a business. And then they take all of this money, which amounts to hundreds of millions of dollars a year in the U.S. and billions around the world, and then they pay it out to whoever's on the radio. So if you happen to be performing in one of these clubs and that club owner is deducting performing rights fees from your ticket sales, you're not going to get that money back because your music isn't on the radio. And that's actually how I came about founding Soundster, is I was out there performing, and every single night the concert promoters were deducting performing rights fees from my settlement sheet. And I knew that as one of the co-songwriters, that money was supposed to come back to me in the form of a royalty distribution from my performing rights organization. After one tour, I went home and I looked at all of my royalty statements going back to the start of my career, and these fees were nowhere to be found. So that was kind of my aha moment. Let's figure out what is going on. What are the rights organizations doing to fix this problem? And along the way, I realized that the businesses that license music also have a pain point, and hopefully we can solve both of those with the same technology. Yeah.
So when we say that Soundster is a venture-backed music technology startup, what is that?
It means we've raised venture capital. It means that we've taken on some investment in order to build the devices and hire the developers that we need to get this company off the ground.
You're originally from the East Coast. Did Cincinnati's tech environment bring you here?
Actually, University of Dayton brought me here. I wasn't very proactive when it came to applying to colleges. I applied to Rutgers in New Jersey and I applied to University of Dayton. Dayton was my fallback. I was under the assumption that I was going to be in a band with my friends who were all going to Rutgers, and I didn't get in. So my parents were very adamant about me attending college, and off to Dayton I went.
Cincinnati has a pretty burgeoning tech startup, again, venture capital backed, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's a really exciting startup ecosystem that's happening right now in Cincinnati. And it's actually what brought me down from Dayton. And I still live up in Dayton, and I just commute down here several days a week. There's so much happening, so many new companies that are starting and getting funded and growing into bigger companies. It's just a really exciting environment to be a part of.
So, I'm a professional musician. I own my own publishing. I own my own masters. I'm with BMI, and I have a licensing agent in Los Angeles who places my stuff in film, television, and I get royalties, and I also, get a fee for the music placement. So with Soundster, is it a little similar to what I just described, or it's an addition to?
It would be an addition to. So there's several different areas of copyright that music publishers leverage. There's sync placements where you're literally syncing the music up with visuals, and that's exactly what your publisher in LA is doing. There's mechanicals, which you get from the sale of a mechanical CD, a physical copy, or now it's streaming. And then there's literally written music publishing, which nobody really does too much anymore. Right. And then there's performing rights. And so your music publisher, you assign the right of public performance to these organizations called performing rights organizations. And then they go out there and they collect on your behalf anytime your music is heard on the radio, television, within a real world business, or on any of these internet streaming companies.
When we talk about Soundster and its technology, it's probably a little more geared to venues that hire live music and not so much to the musicians themselves.
Well, we have to solve the pain point of the venues in order to get our devices in there and capture that data. It is absolutely our mission, our ultimate mission, to help the songwriters. That's why I got into this in the first place.
Sure, right. Yeah, you started looking at your spreadsheets.
Yeah, so our focus is on the establishments that are paying direct license fees to the performing rights organizations and all of the many hundreds of thousands of businesses out there that aren't currently paying direct license fees to the rights organizations, but should. So we're hoping that our data and our transparency will make some of these venues come around and say, oh, you know what? This license fee is perhaps a little bit more reasonable than what the rights organizations were trying to charge me right out of the gate. Let's come on board. That's more money into the system. That's more money that can then go to songwriters. And with our data, more of that money will go to the right songwriters.
So how do you get establishments on board?
With our data, most likely some of those venues will be able to save some money on their license fees because they'll be paying a fair license. And then on top of that, for concert venues, we offer the ability to broadcast audio advertisements between bands at their live events. And that's an opportunity for the venue to make more money. It's an opportunity for the artist on stage to make more money, and then hopefully Soundster to make more money and really scale this to the point that we can positively impact songwriters all around the world.
If anybody is even tangentially related to the music business or going to your neighborhood bar to hear your favorite local band, this Soundster technology, it's wow. That's all I can say. It's a brave new world, baby. All right. So we've been in conversation with Aaron Bucciarelli, Teager, this evening, talking about Soundster. It's a music technology. More information about Soundster can be found on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. Aaron, thanks so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having me, Ron.
I'm Ron Esposito. Have a great night. Thanks for listening.